You don't have to miss anything. Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Paul Konerko joins the show tomorrow, 1:30. Look forward to catching up with PK. Vote on the 1-4 matchup on my Twitter timeline, at Carmen DeFalco, for the greatest moments of the 05 White Sox run. We start the Cubs 16 run a week from today, next Monday. Yurko's picking 16 moments. He's going to rank them 1 through 16. Thank you to our great producers, Randy Merkin and Chris Black. Job well done, as always. Crosstalk is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. With sports betting on lockdown, fans are returning to America's original sport, horse racing. Download the Club Hawthorne app to wager on races from around the world at clubhawthorneapp.com. Make sure you check it out. Waddle and Sylvie are here. Any winners this weekend, Waddle? Oh, Waddle's not there.
There he is. On what, the racetrack?
Yeah, the racetrack.
He had to finish sipping the scotch.
Yeah.
No. I was not involved.
No.
Did you have the winner of the Florida Derby?
No, we did.
What's going on over there?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Sounds like you're gasping for air.
Yeah.
No, that's not me.
Sounded like somebody was taking your breath away from you.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. It's like, is something going on?
No, not at all.
No. By the way, did you see, I sent
not,
it to these
not
guys.
Not at all.
Mike Tice does a horse race show.
Mike Tice. Oh, I haven't heard that name in a while.
I wanted to get him on for some horse picks.
Is that right?
So race, yeah. He does a
said horse picks, right?
Yeah, horse picks, yeah.
Because his offense was horse crap. But no, I mean, he does a whole video podcast. What do you call that where it's a video podcast? Is that still called a podcast?
Yeah, it's still a podcast.
So
yeah.
It's him talking about all the races going on and the horses he likes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Boy, who knew Mike Tice?
Oh, you know him. He's like Yurko. He likes a good cigar.
Selling his Super Bowl tickets. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, looking to make a little extra scratch every once in a while.
Probably more in common with a good kid than we know.
Maybe. And Yurko knows a lot about the ponies. He actually does quite well.
Yes.
Yurko is...
I do okay. I'm not an expert.
Does Mike Tice also have a Blackhawk room?
No.
How'd you like that, kid? I told you it was a Blackhawk room, didn't I?
It's good.
It's beautiful. Did you see the paint scheme?
Yes.
His lines are straight.
Have you taken visitors into the Blackhawks room?
Straight.
Well, people have been in here before, yes. I mean, it's a little disheveled today. Got some guitar here, a lot of wires on the ground, some controllers and such.
So great.
But, yeah, man, it's the Blackhawk room. This is what we do.
How much does Yurko love it? Look at that, a whole Blackhawk room.
If you score a goal, do you play Chelsea Dagger?
No, we don't play. We just do the horn.
Do you know what's crazy, Yurk? What does that coffee mug say that you have in this picture? Does it say
liquid power?
I have the exact same mug.
Sure you do.
I swear to God, I'm going to go home and put a picture of it up.
Did you guys win it like on a show?
No, my daughter gave it to me for Father's Day last year,
and Gracie gave it to me for Christmas this year.
How about that?
I asked for coffee mugs, and she gave me some coffee mugs. Remember the great collection of coffee mugs I had? I brought them in and handed them out to everybody at the station.
Fabulous.
Remember?
This is no joke. Yurko brought him in. One of them was a Warren Zevon one, which he liked very much.
Yeah, a lot of more Disney ones.
A lot of Disney
movies and such.
I mean, one day he brought in like 15 coffee mugs and he started handing them out.
15? I brought in 30.
And then the problem is Yurko would make coffee and sometimes he'd just leave it there for a month. And then you'd go back and the coffee would be all molded. There'd be a layer of mold on top. And I'd say, Yurko, we got to throw this mug away. And go,
well,
no, just wash it.
What are you talking about?
And I said, I think that's beyond washable at this point. I can literally see the mold growing.
Hot water and soap.
I don't know.
That whole story is just glorious.
It's classic Yurko, isn't it?
But I was being nice. I gave everyone a coffee mug that year. One had a picture of a Rottweiler on it.
I'm going to show.
I collected coffee mugs, and the ex-roommate was little,
when was this?
Salty. Like before I optioned her off to AAA Buffalo. So we're talking about. We're talking probably 2014. 2013, yeah. I brought him in.
He brought a whole mess of them in, no joke.
You could still see him around the whole, like, ABC building.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go downstairs and on the desk down there, Nate's got something on his desk.
Yes.
There's Roz drinking.
Yes, it's my mug.
They got their pens in there.
It's one of Yurko's old coffee mugs. True story.
They've more become pen holders than they have anything else than actual people using it for anything.
Yeah.
I bet you I have 100 coffee mugs in my cabinet, and I bet you like we only use four of them.
We should all do a video of the coffee mugs. I'm doing it as soon as we get home because I have the exact same one Yurko's got. I'll show you my coffee mugs.
Nothing says quarantine more than let me show you my coffee mug.
Exactly. That's
we
right.
We should start that hashtag. Let me show you my coffee mug.
That's so great.
I used to have one that was beautiful. It was a bigger mug, and it was from San Francisco when I went out there. Boy, is when I played. We got these when I played. So from 1996, when I was with the Green Bay Packers still in the playoffs, I got a beautiful San Francisco mug.
Yeah.
Then I got one that had a beautiful bear on it from Cabela's. I mean, it was nice. It was a uniquely shaped mug.
A beautiful bear.
And one night before the optioning off the AAA Buffalo, those were being fired across the kitchen over at the fireplace.
Oh, my God. Did you ever get yourself one of those?
I was cleaning up the shrapnel. I was cleaning the shrapnel off the kitchen floor. What happened to my favorite coffee mug?
Lest anyone think divorce is easy, Yurko's here to assure you that it's not.
Oh, no.
But he bought himself a boobs coffee mug to replace it. It was just fun.
That's right.
And that did the trick, yeah.
Yeah. So just to let you know, I mean, I was like, oh, no, not my – I wasn't even worried about it. You know, there was something dented on the fireplace. She was going for the glass. She missed the glass. Never had a good arm. But you know, but I still – I'm the one sweeping
it up. She was the Trubisky of wives.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, she missed the target by 10 feet. Good one. That's good.
And quite a tease, right, with the number two pick?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Stop now. Now you've gone too far,
more
guys.
More comparisons than we think.
Now we've gone too far. We digress.
I'd like to also say happy birthday, belated by, I think, just a day here to Brax, to Sylvie's youngest, Braxton.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, four. And following, I follow Allie, Sylvie's wife, on Instagram. So I told Sylvie, I said, boy, you guys did a nice job of making the most out of a tough situation for all little kids that have birthdays. Both of my kids' birthdays are in March. Some jackass a couple of weeks ago was mad that, you know, we're talking about how it sucks that, you know, the kids' birthdays and, you know, oh, you're an ad, blah, 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 blah.
What was he saying?
He's being a jackass about a way to feel bad for your kids' birthdays with what's going on in the world. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying, jackass. I think it's pretty obvious. When you've got young kids.
Is Cap here? I mean, what's going on?
But I mean, seriously. I mean, some people deserve it. And like the morons.
Everybody
that
needs to understand we have perspective.
The morons that do live on social media, that's just who I'm talking to more specifically, I guess, right now. But of course we have perspective. But when you have young kids.
Of course.
And you tell them that their birthday parties are canceled and things like that. It's not easy for a young kid to understand. They don't have the perspective that we have. So I noticed what a great job that they did in the Silverman household yesterday, making it a look to what I wanted to be there. It looked like a fun party that Braxton was having.
There was
yesterday.
No they involved.
Well, it was just you guys.
It was her. She did a great job.
But it's for you celebrating with him.
She
it was
went
awesome.
Over the top. Yes. She's great at that. She's always been great at you know, the celebrations and the entertainment. That's what she does for a living. You know, the event planning and stuff like that. And Braxy had a great birthday.
It looked
great
like
birth and the cake. She had all the trucks and the cars.
I love cake.
Oh, yeah. It was good cake, too, Yurk.
It did look good.
He loves Cars, the movie. Every Cars movie. How many Cars movies have there been?
I thought you meant the band.
No, not
the Cars. No? Okay.
In the movies, yes. Cars 2, I think, is his. That's his jam.
He loves Cars 2?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, look great. How was your weekend, Tommy?
My weekend was good.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter came home yesterday. She's going to stay here with us now for an indefinite period of time.
Is that Tennessee? What's her name?
Tennessee.
Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah. That's right. I got you.
And just a lot more television watching. Game of Thrones. Wow, season three. The last couple episodes.
Whoa,
unbelievable.
Yeah, boy, you're in season three. Man, I'm jealous.
Done with season three.
You're done with season three.
He said last few episodes of season three, he's been blown away by.
Refresh my memory. By season three is when it really becomes.
I'm on season one.
I'm just going to ask this. Did you see The Red Wedding, or have you not seen that?
That's season three, episode 9.
Okay, so you have seen The Red Wedding. That's sort of like the tipping point, I think, for most people. Once you get there, everybody goes, wow, this is incredible. And I'm telling you, there's not a bad episode left.
Until the last season, though, right?
I didn't mind the last season.
I thought last season was one great one, one bad one.
Yeah.
One great one, one bad one.
Yurk might be right. It did kind of ping pong back and forth in the last season. But you're about to go on a run where, like, seasons 4 and 5, there's not a bad episode. It's crazy.
I'm on episode 7 of season 1. Okay. I'm well behind Waddle because I can't binge like he can with the kids and everything. But
yeah.
I've made progress in a week. I feel good about my progress going into episode 7.
You're still in like the tough moments. Like it can be a little bit of a grind.
Now, I'm glad not.
It drags a little. A
little bit.
But the one thing, though, that you guys have set the bar to a level where you're telling me it's a grind, so I was expecting the worst, and I'm still very entertained by everything. I mean, come on. How graphic are these shows?
Oh, yeah. It's.
I mean, as far as the gore and the porn,
you
I
ain't
mean,
seen
come
nothing
on.
Yet. the best of both worlds.
Are you kidding? The gore and the porn.
You ain't seen nothing yet, my friend. Yeah,
it is adult entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Adult entertainment.
Sure,
such a negative connotation to the word porn.
It's so great,
adult entertainment.
I love it. My wife and I are powering through Ozark. We started last Tuesday night, okay? So we're not even in a full week. We're already on to episode 4 of season 2. So we've watched 13 episodes in 6 days.
It's a good show.
We like it very, very much, yes. Tonight we'll watch Better Call Saul because that's on tonight, and then maybe even sneak in an episode of Ozark after it. But we want to catch up to season three.
Did anybody watch Wicked Tuna at all? No?
I did not. Wicked Tuna just came back, Yurk?
Yeah.
I mean, Wicked Tuna.
The tuna.com, the hot tuna, the wicked pizza. All types of good stuff.
What is this, a tuna fisherman?
Tuna fisherman off of Gloucester.
That's on an appropriate station, right?
It's 278, kid, I believe. Or in that neck of the nape. Okay. I always start at 278 on DirecTV, and I work myself down until I find it. But it's one of the shows.
Really good kid system.
It's one of the shows that I look forward to. I record.
All right.
That way I could check it out.
I'm going to go home and take a video of my coffee mug.
We got to start that tonight. Let's start that tonight.
I'm doing
it. We'll put our top 5 coffee mugs. Because I have very bad coffee mugs.
I got some good ones.
I'm
serious. You guys should take my suggestion of one of the final 4 should be the 4 greatest movie workout scenes. There's Yurko will go with Rocky 1. I say there's nothing better than Rocky 4. When he's working out in Siberia.
Well, they stole everything from in 4. They stole everything for 1.
Yurko's saying the idea of the dichotomy between the two stems from Rocky 1, but
I believe
better.
It's the same thing Larry David does that with Curb.
He does.
There are a lot of Seinfeld themes that he brings to the table in Curb.
He just puts a different twist on
it.
Yes.
And I was watching the marathon, too, of Rockies on AMC.
It
every
was
now
awesome.
And then. Like, to me, like, you forget how great 2 was.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, 3 was my where.
Your jam.
Right. Where it's you know, how Mr. T was scary at that
Clubber
time.
Lang.
Clubber Lang, yeah.
He was scary. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, he freaked you out.
When we were kids, Mr. T did scare us. I mean, we were like scared to death because he was such a badass and he beat Rocky.
There's a lot in 3 that's great. But 2, you go back to 2, and I'll put up the back-to-back scenes, and I forget they were back-to-back. It's the training scene where she is the kid.
Right.
She says, win. Mickey goes crazy. They go training. He catches the chicken.
That's right.
And then,
what are we waiting for?
Yeah, and then the very next scene, after he thrives training, he runs the steps.
That's right.
Of the museum.
Yeah,
can
I hope
you
he
give
didn't choke
me
it.
I did after watching those two scenes.
So Rocky 2 might be it. Might be
think
it for
about
Sylvie.
That. The training scene and then the kids running after Rocky.
It's pretty great.
As he's running through the streets of Philadelphia and then he climbs the steps and they eventually make the real statue of Rocky. On those steps.
That's right.
And feel like on, it could
Tommy. Waddle, you know it, though. When he cuts the Russian for the first time, that moment, man, my juices get going. When he finally cuts the Russian.
He ended the Cold War. You hit that on the head.
It's so great. All right, boys, what's up on the show
today? We have the biggest name drop contest. We'll tell you all about that next. I feel good about this show's chances to produce. We produced Gronk last time.
Yeah, you guys.
There were some good ones, and we'll tell you how you can win meat and gambling vouchers.
Yeah, which is, in this time, what we need.
Come on now. You want meat and you want gambling vouchers.
Yes, what do we need more? Nothing.
We'll talk about our weekend. There are some crazy suggestions being thrown out for Major League Baseball and the NBA that we'll go after. The Anthony Rizzo interview was worth a replay. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time he's ever done a show with Cap where he's not been under the covers.
Right.
You know, and Rizzo showed his leadership today.
Yeah.
4 o'clock for that. Mark Jean Greco in studio at 5:30. The Good, the Bad, the Dirty. Our final four. Today is, based on the Sosa trade, your favorite trades of all time.
I like it.
Could be anything, Chicago or anything.
Today's the anniversary of the Sosa deal. The White Sox and the Cubs making that trade. All right, boys, have a great show. See everybody tomorrow.
Show us your mugs.
Have a great afternoon. Waddle and Sylvie are next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hope you had a great weekend as well as you could under these conditions. Our thoughts are with everybody going through all this, because there's not one person who's not going through this. This is hitting everybody. This is whatever your job may be. This has had an impact. This may impact you or a family member if you get it. Staying inside, everything. I mean, there are so many people connected to all this.
And then we had a significant amount of rain.
Oh, yeah. Over the weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go outside, but things hopefully will be better weather-wise. But the phone number to reach us, we're always here for you, 312-332-3776. How was your weekend, Waddle?
My weekend was good. Like I was telling the guys, my oldest daughter came up, family quarantine, and we watched a ton of television and just kind of hung out and reintroduced ourselves to one another.
Yeah. We had the birthday in our house, and Braxy turned 4, so we got by as well as anybody could. We have a contest, though, for everybody to have fun this week. It's something that Waddle and I have done. It's something that radio stations have done before. This is not the most original idea, but it is always a fun idea. And it gets the listener involved. And we may have the most captive audience ever, because you can't be many places. You have to be, you know what I mean? I mean, that's why we're binging, Waddle. That's why... Yes. You know, everyone's in one spot, and I think this is a good idea to do this week, too, because celebrities have to quarantine, too. Celebrities have to self-isolate, too. There are no movie productions going on right now.
Some really famous people.
Yes, yes. So this is called, we're calling this the biggest name drop. And it's a competition where whoever brings us the biggest guest, the biggest name guest, over the next week will win a $500 online gift card to Meats by Lens. This is Yurko's spot, one of the best places in the Chicagoland area. They supply all the meats to great restaurants. Obviously, now they are shipping directly to the consumer because of the times we're in. I always get nervous when Yurko says their website, and I'm nervous for me, Waddle, that I'm going to screw this up. Their website is eatangus.com. That's eatangus.com. They have a number of high-quality protein packs to choose from. Steaks, pork, ground beef, you name it. Meats by Lens has it. So you win a $500 gift card.
Why are you nervous when you log in?
No, I'm nervous saying the website. It's eatangus.com. And when Yurko says it, we get even more nervous. Because of the Freudian slip. Now you understand what I'm talking about?
I do. I'm hearing myself in delay right now.
I can tell. I know
like
you.
Goof,
I see. Yeah, it's
I'm
okay.
Myself in delay.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a little production on the air here. Waddle, you're gonna reboot your entire internet, and Sylvie, you're gonna talk to Mellor and I.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So Waddle, why don't you do that?
Look, I just told
entire
you
entire internet.
Entire internet. Go down to your basement.
Yeah.
The entire internet.
We're gonna try this. I could tell. I said this to the guys when we were doing crosstalk because Waddle's usually a quick. He's got the good quick comments, and he wasn't quick.
Slow in the uptake.
He
it
was
seemed
very
like.
Slow in crosstalk. And I looked at Mel and I go, I bet you Waddle's hearing us on a delay. And sometimes when you're in a different area with the way things are filtered back, sometimes you hear yourself speaking in an echo. And if you've ever heard yourself talk in your headset on an echo, it's impossible to speak.
It's hard enough to deal with the voices inside your own head on a normal basis.
Yes, yes.
And then when you've got extra voices that you're not familiar with, just repeating you over and over again, it becomes a little more difficult. So.
Yes, yes. So we're going to get that straight now. And Waddle's been doing the show from home for the last, what has it been, Mellor? 2 weeks?
Yeah, two full weeks now.
Two full weeks. This is entering week number three. We're almost three full weeks without sports. So, but back to the contest, because this is the most important stuff that you need to know. Not only do you win the $500 to Meet by Lens, but you also win a $250 gift card to Club Hawthorne from Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse, Chicago's hometown track. Bet now at clubhawthorne.com. The key in all this is it could happen on Cap and Company. It could happen on Carmen and Yurko, or it could happen on our show. If you get this celebrity friend of yours, if you know a celebrity, if you're friends with a friend of a celebrity, they're in self-isolation too. Have them call the show at any time. Any time. 312-332-3776. Write that down. Put it in your phone right now. Save it. 312-332-ESPN. That's the number you need to have them call. They don't have to come on the air long, but we do have to verify that it is them. We're also asking them that on their social media, if they have one, to tweet out that they're about to go on at ESPN 1000. So those are the particulars. And then if you are the one who and tell them to say, hey, I'm calling in on behalf of so-and-so. And look, during these times, like the celeb or your friend could say, well, why am I calling in? What do I say? We'll put you on for a couple minutes. If they want to promote anything they're doing, charitable work that they're doing, if they want to pop on the radio show and just tell everybody to stay inside their home and help our healthcare workers to not go out, to not go on the lakefront, to not be in a big group of people, to do what our healthcare workers are asking us to do. They could come on and it could be any message. Or it could be just a 10-minute conversation with us.
Maybe they're just looking for someone to talk to these days. Hey, I think we all are, right? We're all learning how to communicate again via the actual telephone or FaceTime with our significant others or people we haven't talked with in a while.
Yes, yes. And people are saying, hey, now's the time to do the well-being check on friends. Now's the time to pick up the phone and not text. I still don't love it, but I'll tell you that too in a bit. But what were you going to say, Abdallah?
I say it could be anybody. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, the celebrities. G list, H list, M list, the bottom. Give us anybody.
There is no list in our book.
There's no list. Are you kidding me? This is Waddle and Sylvie. Bottom of the barrel.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. We've got a full week. You can do it today. You can text your friends, call your friends, whoever you may know, friend of friends, friends of friends of friends who know this person, have them call. And if you're the person who got them on the air and they tweet out or post on Instagram that they're coming on the air, you'll win this prize pack worth up to $750.
I once had an idea for an app. It was called the That Guy app. And what you would do is you would like, hey, can I get a picture with you? And be like, sure, I guess. And then you say, and you're like, I don't know who this is. And then it would did like facial recognition and it would tell you who this guy was. Because I once saw the dad from Liar Liar,
right?
Like the stepdad from Liar Liar in a store, and I'm like, I have no idea what that guy's name is. I know he's in Princess Bride. I know he's in Liar Liar. I have no idea his name was Carrie something. But I was like,
you still don't know what his name is. It's still Carrie something.
It's Carrie something. And I was in the apps. I was actually in the Apple store, and I said to an Apple employee, I go, there should be an app for that. And they're like, there should be an
app
for that.
It's like the song. What was the original? Was it Shazam or something like that, where you could hear any song and could tell you which song
it is? Yeah, Shazam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still use that.
I use that quite frequently, actually.
Like, that would be that for people. It could be that for anybody in life.
Exactly.
You can match up a friend of yours that you haven't seen in a while, and you're wondering, hey, do it. Like, there's sometimes, do I know this person because he's a friend of the show? Is mm-hmm. this someone who has aged poorly since high school, and I completely don't know who it is?
Oh, that's the worst. That happened to me once at a bar. Someone came up to me and was like, hey, man, how's it going? And I was like, great. How are you?
And you talk longer to prolong the conversation.
And finally he figured it out. He's like, you have no idea who I am. Right. And I go, I'm so sorry, man, but I do not.
It's awkward. It's awkward.
But my point is that you could have you could know a that guy. Like, we're going to figure out who he is. I'll look above IMDb that he was in an episode of Parks and Rec or 30 Rock or something like that. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy. Sure, put him on the radio. Let's do this.
So that's, again, write it down and text your friends. Do whatever you have to do. Call them. And it could be during a commercial. It could be during an interview. It could be during anything. And we'll interrupt what we're doing. Abdallah will put him through. And who knows? We may get got. I don't know. Someone may try him. What if Frank Caliendo calls in? He's famous enough, but does a really famous person voice. Do we give credit to who he's imitating? Or do we give credit that he's Frank Caliendo?
Well, I mean,
I think you got to go with Caliendo there.
I think if
you can land Caliendo on our show, I think that's a pretty good.
That's a good get. Yes, and he's been a friend of our show.
See, that's the point, though. Where do we draw? Like, if I can get this person on the air, like, can someone?
You're not
call
eligible
in with,
to win Abdallah.
Yes,
no,
yeah,
I know.
I think so. I think it's always worth a try. I did anyone call in during Carmen and Yurko today?
No.
So, and only one person called in, and it was a guy from
it's only
the
day
Ides
one.
Of March?
Yes. What,
is that,
the band, yes. And it's only day one. If you listen to this the show on podcast form, like a lot of people do, you have all week.
And this is how we got to know Colin Egglesfield, who's been in TV and movies, and he's from here. His brother, who called in the show the other day, is a pilot for Southwest. And he got his brother to call in. He went to Waddle's Super Bowl party a year ago. Waddle and I went out with Colin Egglesfield and his friend, and he brought that woman who A.J. McCarron ended up marrying, and we went out with her in, like, just a group, and then she was on where Brett Musburger was fawning over her in the national championship game. And we're like, yeah, we know her because of Colin, and the way we know Colin is through this biggest name drop competition. So it's how we've gotten to know friends of the show. We've had Gronk on because of this. So, again, we'll give you a $500 online gift card to Meats by Linz and a $250 online gift card to Club Hawthorne from Hawthorne Racecourse. The number to have the celebs call in all week, this is open. Mike Thomas is our judge, our boss, 312-332-3776. We'll get Waddle back on the show. We'll talk about possible changes going on with the NBA, Major League Baseball. We're here for you. If you have any shout-outs anytime during the show, experiences that you want to share with us from this weekend, we're in uncharted territories. We're trying to pass the time with you. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
So in the should I stay or should I go category, I believe Waddle is staying.
Yes, I'm back. Does it sound like more in time? Hello, check 1-2. Hello, hello.
Can't hear him. Can you hear him?
Nobody wants
hello.
To.
Hello. Yeah, I thought you guys said Waddle's back.
Are you there?
I'm here. What is going on?
We are just screwing with you. We hear you. You sound great.
You're messing with me?
Yes. You went to the check 1-2.
Yeah. Check 1-2. Check.
Someone wants to know how long it takes AOL to reboot. Do you have to call the little?
Best.
Do you have to call the little guy?
AOL is not an internet provider, wise ass.
People still chuckle when I get the when I give them my email address on AOL, and they're like,
"Yeah."
But I'm like, it's such a good address. I can't get a good address anywhere else on Gmail because they're all the good ones are taken.
Well, I'm not even worried about that. It's that I am a creature of habit and pattern and routine, and the last thing I want to do is have to re-educate everyone on what my email address is.
Yes.
So I don't want to have to redo that. Same way, I have had the same cell phone number from the moment I got a cell phone for the first time when I was here in Chicago. My phone number has never changed.
Yes, yes. And it's a lot to do with football success, right?
I didn't really have a problem here. I just had to drop a deuce and just wanted to buy some time.
I know you. You can do that in 3 minutes.
That's right.
How many unread emails do you think I have currently? This has been a thing that we brought to your attention.
2,500.
20, you know this. Come on. 2,500 is child's play.
12,000.
12,000 is child's play.
25,000 unread emails.
You've seen this before. Abdallah, you've seen it. How many would you guess?
48,000.
I'm up to 181,530 unread emails.
What?
Because I can't go back and delete them now. I'm already past. I'm past the point of no return.
No, this is the time. Now you have the time.
Why don't this you just cool. delete Wait, them?
Quarantine stuff. You have to go through individual emails.
Now, you know what you do? You just pull the trigger and delete all.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ooh, I don't know, because there's really? Stuff I need to go back to.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then why isn't it? That doesn't make any sense. How
so,
do you find it?
Throughout the years, I've had the same email address. When was AOL popular? 95?
1964.
96, 97,
yeah, 96,
somewhere in there?
97. They'd hand out a disc with 10 free hours on it, and then you could cycle through them over and over again.
Yeah.
And all that.
So Waddle never got a new disc.
I still get them.
So 25 years of the same email address, and I've signed up for too much stuff. I've subscribed to too many things, too many, like, companies, too many catalogs, and I get these emails every day.
What kind of catalogs are you subscribed to?
You know that there is a service that I think there's an app, and you type in your email address, and it tells you everything you're subscribed to, and you just hit unsubscribe,
but
unsubscribe.
I have found that when I unsubscribe, I get them double. It's almost like they get you back. Like, you hit unsubscribe, and I fear that there's an unsubscribe monster.
I don't think so.
That he comes back and he haunts you even more because you're unsubscribed.
Oh, this guy's checking his emails. We're going to send him more.
Here, I want your final four as we do this final four topic. Your final four subscriptions on your
Like,
on
what
your
are my top
address.
Subscriptions?
Yes. Well, like, what are you getting?
I'll just read you what I got going here off the top.
You may want to make sure you screen these before you just blurt them out.
I subscribe to Alderman Michelle Smith, who's like the alderman in like not even a neighborhood I've ever lived in. I don't know why I subscribe.
Why?
I don't know. CBS Sports, Wildfire, the restaurant.
What they got a new they got a new ingredient or a new dish that they want to bring to your attention?
The Lupus Foundation, offers.com, Condé Nast Traveler.
Well, let's go back. What is offers.com, sir?
Offers.com, it gives you the best offers on the internet at the biggest discount prices of the day.
Chicka, wow, wow.
Tinder, Bumble, Hinge.
Mileage Plus, Life Kitchen.
What are you getting from Life Kitchen?
The Epilepsy Foundation, Finish Line, Illinois Bone and Joint, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Who?
Apt, the Palm Restaurant. I'm just reading to you. This is all within the last couple of hours, things that I have received email on.
Wait. I want to know the ones you're self-editing out, though, as you go through.
I'm not. I'll give it to you. The Athletic, Cubs.com, Restaurant.com, Chicago Tribune, Banana Republic.
What are you getting to the Banana Republic?
You know what this is the equivalent
Bananas.
Of?
Bananas.
You know what this is the equivalent of? This is, if we were doing a modern day Seinfeld, this is the equivalent of the thick wallet. The over emails and having over 100,000 in your email is like having the Merkin style 3-inch thick wallet. You've got more leather in there than you do over here with that email address. You need to just get rid of it all. Just delete it all.
I just feel like I'm past the point of no return. This is something that I must live with.
You're a hoarder.
Let me ask you a question. Does it slow down your phone?
Don't know. I'm used to the speed now, whatever speed I'm getting.
That's what she said.
So what do you have to do? You just go in and delete some of them.
Well, but it's impossible. That's my point. Like, there's no way you can dent. You cannot dent.
Starting today, don't add any more.
Well, I don't subscribe to any more emails.
Well, here's the problem. He's already, as you can see, he's subscribed to too many different things. So even if you delete it all, went back to zero, to manage this many emails
coming in
with the junk mail.
And now I don't delete them every day.
Yeah,
so, like, today I haven't deleted them. It takes too much time to
just
delete today.
You just need to go fresh and get a new email.
I click on the emails that are pertinent to me, and I let the other ones go by.
Why wouldn't you just delete those?
Too much work.
Oh, that's what hoarders say.
Oh,
that's
it is.
What hoarders
exactly.
say.
No,
but I've watched hoarders. That's what hoarders say.
You're 100% correct, Adam.
No, but Sylvie's right. Like, at this point, he's not going to go through and check every box. And even if you hit check all, you have to scroll through each one individually to see if it's something that you need because he is tied to the address and he wants to make sure he's getting the mail.
Don't you go through every email you get on a daily basis?
Yes, I scroll through. Right, but I don't delete them.
Okay, but if you get something from Wildfire and you don't have a taste for Wildfire, why wouldn't you just delete it when you see it?
But they just told me that Macadamia Nut Halibut is back.
Okay,
during
look at
these
it, read
difficult
it, and
times.
Then delete it.
We hope this email finds you well during these difficult times with COVID-19. By the way, our macadamia nut halibut is back.
I'm not joking to you. That is an email I just received from Wildfire today.
I know.
And you know what? I raised my eyebrow and I said, may do takeout from them in the next couple of days.
That's ridiculous.
But why don't you then you read it and then delete it?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Why did you? Well, look, you're the same, and I don't want to do the thing that you hate, where you're like, we're talking about me, now I got to point the finger at you. You did, because it was inconvenient, pay for AOL for several years.
I still do.
Just because you didn't want to go through the inconvenience of canceling it.
That's correct. I'm paying a certain premium for not having to change my address.
See, I'm the opposite.
You don't have to pay to have that address.
Well, at this point, Meller, it's just a cost of doing business.
See, that's my view.
We are going through tough times, Waddle. It's time to cut certain things. You need a Gmail account.
Oh, I will. Oh, I will.
My mantra is tough times don't last. Tough email addresses
do.
And they get through.
See, I'm the opposite. I have a badge problem where that's what they're called. The little, the
you
number.
The notification.
The notifications
on your iPhone.
The badges.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You've got to have them. No badge.
No badges. I can't have any badges. It's a no.
What's
my,
a badge?
My, it's the, it's
so,
the little
okay. So when you receive
top.
A text message, Waddle, if your iPhone is locked, right, you'll still see it pop up. The little green notification.
You'll have one text message
you, right?
or two mm-hmm. or three.
But it'll say, and it'll give you the badge that says, hey, you know, you
and then at
you
the top
have this
of your
many
app,
to look
the
at.
The top right-hand corner of your app will be a little red number. I can't have any little red numbers. I can't have that.
By the way, you can't keep these people on hold so long anymore, Abdal. That could be a celebrity on line
not
one.
Not a celebrity.
No, it's not. All right, so don't forget again. I gave the whole rundown, Waddle, of the biggest name drop competition.
Ooh, good.
$750 worth of prizes. Visit eatangus.com. They're providing eatangus.com.
Say it again.
One of the best meat suppliers in the Chicagoland area. Meats by Lynn's, they're called. Steak, pork, ground beef, you name it. They're offering a $500 gift card. $250 gift card to Club Hawthorne from Hawthorne Racecourse. Go to Hawthorne Racecourse, Chicago's hometown track. Bet now at clubhawthorne.com.
It's like you get a cow and you could bet on a horse.
You get meat and gambling vouchers.
Yes.
To
wow.
simplify it.
Yeah, that's a double play I'm very into for sure.
So have a friend of yours or a friend of a friend or someone you know call the show while we're on the air. And if they get on the air, it could be on with Cap and Company, can be on with Carmen and Yurko, can be on with the 4 hours that we're here. 332-3776, 312-332-3776.
And
if you book the biggest celeb, you could win.
How do we handle, like, a celebrity calls in and for whatever reason it doesn't float your boat? And then I hear the disappointment in your voice that it's a B-list or C-list celebrity.
Who am I to judge celebrities? I mean, what we get, who we get.
Well, I'm just saying, like, oh, you're the other guy in NSYNC. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Anybody else got somebody? Where's Justin Timberlake when we need him?
Joey Fatone has taken a lot of heat the last couple of weeks for being
one
guy. I'm with you on that.
I feel bad for Joey. I hope Joey Fatone calls
in. Me too.
Because
you know Joey Fatone, have him call.
Yeah, he's probably the nicest member. It is NSYNC, right? Or is he?
Yes, he's Joey Fatone was NSYNC,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I saw him on Cribs or something. He's got a fat crib and he's He's a nice guy.
All right. Let's get now that Waddle's back, now that we had tackled the email and AOL problems, we can get on with some of the changes with the NBA.
You
and
have mail.
In Major League Baseball, there's football to discuss at 3 with the NFL. And if you want to react, 332-3776.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Some great stuff that we're going to play in a little bit. Anthony Rizzo was talking about the new normal with the Cubs. He was on with Cap today. And he sounded like he's going to embrace any sort of a Major League Baseball change in this season. Waddle, I think this is the year to tweak, to try any, to trick it up. Yeah. And, like, you've always got the excuse. Hey, we only had an 80-game season. Or, hey, look, we started in July, and it was our chance to get away from the normal, and it gave us an excuse. Whether it is seven-inning doubleheaders, you know, and you only play seven in each game.
So as long as you're not going, I mean, how many doubleheaders are you going to play? And really, what purpose is that serving other than, let's say, playing 80 games versus playing 60 games?
Yes, that is right. It will increase the amount of games because of you're playing two in one day.
Right, but you're not going to, I would assume, it's not going to be a huge boost in terms of revenue. Unless, I mean, what was the day-night doubleheader where if you watch the day game, your ass got kicked out and then
right.
let new people in at night? I don't think anybody's going to do that. Do you? I think Major League Baseball.
It depends if crowds are back
yeah,
and when.
I think it's more of a television obligation.
Crowdless thing?
Yeah, a television obligation, like fulfillment. How many games can they fulfill of a contract, which will obviously allow them to collect as much
especially
money
with the local television contracts. Yeah.
Here's Mark Teixeira. Mark Teixeira, like a week ago, was so against playing seven-inning doubleheaders. Because that is, we've talked about it, that's the fabric of baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I love to tweak with this, but we've played nine-inning games. And now all of a sudden you're changing the way teams are built, the strategies and the way you play a game, the amount of innings a pitcher can go till you get in your bullpen. So, but Mark Teixeira now was very anti seven inning games, and then today said this, and I thought it was interesting on Get Up.
My mind is changing because I've talked to a few executives in Major League Baseball, and they said, sorry, Tex, this is going to happen. We have to squeeze the games in here. And for me, it's all about, you know, the competition, you know, putting players at risk. Guys are going to be playing way too many games in shortened amount of time. But the players have already said, listen, we are up to anything. We will play the extra games. We will play doubleheaders. And so what I would say is the only way that you can execute that is making sure that the players are protected. Play seven-inning games if you're going to do doubleheaders. And also, don't play extra innings. After the 10th inning, the game is over. Because the worst thing you can have is have a doubleheader with one of those games going 11, 12 innings. You know, and then the next day you play another nine. So we have to be very careful how much stress we're putting on these players. I think seven-inning games and limiting extra innings will help that.
Are you a fan of that?
No, but I think that these are unusual times. And in a perfect world, I wouldn't be a fan of that. But all things considered, I don't have a problem with it. Look, the number of games you play means more money for everyone, players included. So I get it. They're going to bend whatever traditional rules exist. They want to. If this adds another 15 games to the season, guess how much more money that is in their pockets individually. So I think that if you consider a seven-inning game, two seven-inning games and a doubleheader obviously counts as two games, that means more money for everybody. I think everyone's going to be more willing to consent to things this year than they will be in an otherwise normal season.
I thought it was interesting that Teixeira, who was against it, had executives call him and say, they're coming. So, like, these are things that people in this year we'll have to open their brain to. And I think everyone will for the fact that you just said. We'll be so thirsty for baseball that we'll be like, I get it. We got to do this year. It's not something that I want to see baseball do all the time, but let's see how it works and find out.
And I think that people's opinion and views have changed because it feels like this is Like, there was hope 2 weeks ago that baseball would be back in sometime in May, maybe June 1st. I mean, the commissioner, for crying out loud, late last week was talking about hopefully we'll be able to have baseball back in May. Maybe an empty stadium's back in May. I think the more realistic goal is somewhat further down the line, which means fewer games unless you extend the season way out. So the best way to maximize your revenue, both from a team's perspective and a player's perspective, is maximize the number of games. And if that means more doubleheaders of the seven-inning variety, I think you're going to get near unanimous consent to this.
When we were talking to Scott Boras on Friday, you could check out that podcast, by the way, on the ESPN Chicago app. You know, I think he brought up again, like, October being a regular season month because things are going to get pushed back. And I think we're all open that if you told us today there will be baseball in all of August, all of September, and all of October for regular season, we would take it, considering what the bad news could be. And the bad news could be that there is no seasons this year.
No, I'm in. I'm in. You want to, like I said, I've got no problem with Boris's suggestion that you may play a World Series game on Christmas Day. I mean, that's how thirsty I am for sports right now.
Dan's in Frankfurt. Dan, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, I had a fix for extra innings. Instead of extra inning, why don't you take your three best hitters with your team's pitcher? Each batter gets five pitches. Most home runs wins that game.
So you're doing a home run derby, like a shootout, to decide an extra inning game.
I mean, that would be pretty exciting. I'd be definitely tuned in for tonight.
So look, trick it up. I don't know if there's anything this year that I would say a hard no to.
I would vote more for putting someone on second than I would for that.
What about, would you rather do that, what he suggested, or just end in a tie? And just say, this year, if we've reached, like in a seven-inning game on a doubleheader, if you reach the ninth inning and there's still a tie, the game is over and it goes into the tie column like they do in hockey. They play a five-minute overtime, and then you, even though you win in the shootout, you still get a credit for a point, even if you lose in that shootout.
I would try to find something that would result in a win or a loss, but look, again, at this particular time, I'm up for anything, all things considered. But I would prefer to try, which you know I'm not a fan of, putting someone on second base. Under normal circumstances, I don't want to mess with that. But under these circumstances, if you need to start someone at second base, I'm more willing to accept it now than I was 4 months ago.
What about you could bat anybody you want in that extra inning? So it doesn't matter what the batting order is. You can always put up Rizzo, followed by Chris Bryant, followed by Contreras. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, I just let's
Mike
not try
Trout.
To get,
no, so you're
not try to get too cute. That sounds like
now's
it's too
the time
cute
to
me
to get cute.
No, it's not. You know, a doubleheader with seven inning games. That's cute enough for me. I don't want any more cuteness.
I would say that's more extreme than putting up, like, your best hitters in extra innings.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want there to be some semblance of the game that I'm, you know, I grew up with and loved. And by the way, I loved baseball more than I loved football for the majority of my youth.
Okay.
So don't mess with my baseball game too much.
We're Texas. 312-332-3776. We've got football to discuss as well. Don't forget, the biggest name drop competition is open. It is open till Friday. If you know someone who is famous and you get them to call in any of our three shows and we put them on the air, you could be eligible for the big grand prize of $750 worth of meat and gambling vouchers.
Don't get caught.
The phone number is 312-332-3776 to have that person call in. We've got football to discuss next.